The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 11, text number 55. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari. Recorded on October 12th, 2014, in Pune, India.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Mat karma krin mat paramo. Mat bhakta sangavarjita. Nivaira sarvabhuteshu, Nivaira sarvabhuteshu, Yasumamiti bandava, Yatumamiti bandava. My dear Arjuna, he who engages in my pure devotional service, free from the contaminations of fruitive activities and mental speculation, he who works for me, who makes me the supreme goal of his life, and who is friendly to every living being, certainly comes to me. So, the ordinary person may say, well, who is this Krishna anyway? Why would I want to go to him? Where does he live? What would I get by going to Krishna? Well, those questions can be answered. Krishna is the origin of everything that exists.
Krishna sabhi cheezon ke strot hai.
Everything that exists is nothing but His expanded energy.
Jo kuch maujood hai wo Bhagwan ki vistrut shakti hai.
Including you, ladies and gentlemen.
Aap sabhi bhi usme hain.
And myself, the speaker. We are all the energy of Krishna. Just as the sun manifests its light all over the universe through the form of its rays, so everything that you see is all the rays of Krishna. So to realize this, to experience this, to taste this at every minute, this is called Krishna consciousness. What it means is to be spiritually healthy. To actually know who you are. This Hare Krishna movement is not a religious cult. It's not any ism. It is a science of knowing who you are and being who you are. If I ask any gentleman, would you like to know who you are? You mean, what do you mean? I already know who I am. I'm John Smith. No, sir. You actually have an identity which is far better than the one you think you have now. In your current identity, you are subject to so many sufferings. Birth, death, old age, disease, miseries of the mind and the body. Misery is caused by other living beings. Misery is caused by natural disasters. In your current identity, you are subject to so many types of anxieties and distresses that you would not like to have to undergo. How would you like it, sir, if I told you that's not really you? In your actual identity, you're beyond all suffering conditions. In your actual identity, there is no suffering that can ever even touch you. Now are you interested to know what is your actual identity? I will enlighten you. What is your actual identity, sir? The first point is, you're not your body. Just as you put on a different shirt every day, you put on a different body in every different lifetime. That body gets sick. That body gets old. That body dies. But it's not you. Actually, you're not that body. We all sense this, and then when a dear beloved one dies, one of our dear friend dies, you see, we sense this. In America, they don't cremate very much. They have funeral homes, so they have a casket, you see. So the family members come to the funeral home and they all look into the casket for one last look. And dear John, you see, they take one last look at dear old John. And they're crying. They're feeling separated from John. So you ask them, why are you crying? They say, well, don't you know John has passed away? What do you mean? I see him lying there in the coffin. How you can say he's passed away? He's lying right there. No, John has passed away. So actually everyone knows. The body and the self are different. But every day we get up in the morning and we look in the mirror and we think, how do I look today? Even though we know better, we buy into the illusion that we are these bodies. And we dedicate our whole lives to satisfying the senses of these bodies. And therefore we suffer unnecessarily so many anxieties of life. So if you can engage yourself in the service of Krishna, who is the supreme enjoyer, the supreme proprietor, and the supreme friend, you will achieve true peace of mind and happiness. Because serving Krishna brings you back to your original consciousness, your original understanding that you're the eternal servant of the Supreme. That you are not your material body. That's the advantage of serving Krishna. You become self-realized. You become liberated from all the miseries of material existence. And then Krishna says, he who works for me, that means you should not be a lazy fellow. Let me sit down and let Krishna feed me and serve me. No, you should work for Krishna. How can I engage my senses in the service of the Lord, who makes me the supreme goal of his life? I want to do everything for the pleasure of Krishna. His pleasure is my goal. And who is friendly to every living being. Devotee is friendly to everyone. Described here. Devotee is friendly to every living being. What about the non-devotees? Is he friendly to the non-devotees? Are non-devotees living beings? Sure they are. Who are the non-devotees? Well, if we really are honest with ourselves, we have to admit that we're also non-devotees. You see? We want to be devotees. That's why we're here. But are you really a devotee? You know what Lord Chaitanya said? He said, I am not a devotee. I have no love for Krishna. Therefore, I am not a devotee. The proof is, if I truly love Krishna, if I was really a devotee of Krishna, I would immediately leave my body in the anguish of being separated from Him. But the fact that, everyone wake up now, come on. The fact that I am remaining body and soul together proves that I have no love for Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya said that he's not a devotee. And Prabhupada also said that he was not a devotee. What is our position, you see? We're trying to become devotees. That's why we're here. Right now we're devotees, but we're devotees of Maya. We're not devotees of Krishna. And what is Maya? I am this body. You see, we're serving our bodies as if they were ourselves and our false egos. I'm serving my false ego as if it is me. So actually we're not devotees yet, but we understand we're suffering due to this foolishness, this stupidity. Therefore we're begging Prabhupada, my dear Srila Prabhupada, please make me a devotee. Help me get out of this illusion in which I think that I'm the supreme. Now, if anybody has any questions, please pass them forward. Write them down and pass them forward. Just in case we have a lot of questions, I'll go ahead and start now. Why we cannot control our lust, anger, pride, etc.? Your question is wrong. You can control them. You simply have to desire to control them. And you have to humbly beg Krishna to help you control them. And then by His grace you will be able to control them. You have to, really it all depends on your desire. It all depends on your desire. If you desire to become free from lust, anger, and greed, sincerely desire, Krishna will help you. Now, one of my disciples has written, Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, how to please you. This is correct. You see, the disciple has to think how to please the spiritual master. So how do you please the spiritual master? Prabhupada said, if you love Krishna. So if you want to know how to please your spiritual master, Prabhupada has answered this question. You have to love Krishna. So what does that mean? So what am I doing my service for? To be recognized as being a great devotee? Or am I doing it because I love Krishna? In other words, we have to try to do everything for the purpose of loving Krishna or awakening our love for Krishna, either one. Because in the beginning I'm so covered with lust, anger and greed, I don't have any love in me at all, let's see. But if I follow the instructions of the spiritual master and the spiritual authorities, then by submissively following those instructions, that dormant love of Krishna, which is sleeping within, will become gradually manifested. How to do service and not take the credit to avoid false ego? Well, you can study Prabhupada's example. What did Srila Prabhupada do? He said, I have no credit whatsoever in spreading this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. If I have any credit at all, it is simply that I followed the order of my spiritual master. So the only credit that a disciple can actually take for his service is being obedient to his spiritual master. Other than that, he can't take any credit for anything. Because he sees that everything is coming by the mercy of my spiritual master. That's where it's coming from. Not by my endeavor, but by my great qualities. How to attain the mood of service? What is the proper consciousness? You're already serving. That's not an issue. You already know how to serve. You're just serving the wrong thing right now. That's all. In serving Krishna, you're serving Maya. So now you simply have to serve Krishna instead. And then all your problems will be solved. Simply by serving Krishna, you'll come out of all types of miseries. You'll be overflowing with bliss. You'll be full of knowledge. You'll be full of love. All you have to do is take your tendency to serve. Don't stop that tendency, but simply dovetail it with the service of Krishna. What is the first service that we all like to do? The tongue. We love to serve our tongue. So don't stop serving your tongue. Serve the tongue prasadam. Krishna prasadam. Prabhupada was asked one time, do you know that sweet Simply Wonderful? Do you know that sweet? Yes. Back in the early days of ISKCON in America, the Simply Wonderful has made a lot of devotees, I can tell you right now. So my godbrother, Nanda Kumar Prabhu, he asked Prabhupada, he said, Srila Prabhupada, what happens when we give somebody a Simply Wonderful on the street? Prabhupada said, he will take that wonderful sweet and he will come to your temple and he will become Simply Wonderful. Prabhupada said, Krishna is Simply Wonderful.
Krishna is Simply Wonderful.
The process of Krishna consciousness is Simply Wonderful.
Krishna Bhavana Amrut bhi Simply Wonderful.
And you all are Simply Wonderful.
Aap sabhi Simply Wonderful.
So one devotee then said, Prabhupada is Simply Wonderful. And Prabhupada said, that's all right. Have kirtan. So, in this way, Engage your tongue in Krishna's service.
तो इसलिए कृष्ण के सेवा में जुड़ जाओ.
Take that wonderful sweet.
वो मिष्ठान ले लो.
And you become wonderful.
और आप wonderful बन जाओ.
Simply wonderful. Okay, next question. I'm running out of questions here. I need more questions. Okay. Oh, a whole stack. Okay.
No problem.
Why do some devotees, with the passage of time, become more and more ecstatic, devotionally vibrant, and the other on the hand, a few others lose the taste and sometimes even give up devotional service? Well, I'll be honest with you. Sincerity is the key. If you're sincere, you'll make it in Krishna consciousness movement. But if you have something up your sleeve, some hidden motives, you're playing a little game for name and fame in ISKCON, you won't make it, Prabhu. You'll be gone. So be sincere. I want to become a pure devotee of Krishna. Everybody repeat that. I want to become a pure devotee of Krishna.
I want to become a pure devotee of Krishna.
That sincerity will guarantee you will never leave. Keep that always in your heart and you'll never leave. I guarantee you. You'll never leave. Next question. When those with deep faith tell others with less faith that nothing else but Shravanam Kirtanam about Krishna, they object, how to deal with this? We tell it's very simple, you just chant Hare Krishna and you become spiritually perfect, and they say, I don't really believe that. How do you convince them? How do you deal with them? Well, our friend George Harrison, he wrote very nicely in the Krishna book. The proof of the pudding is in the eating. And someone may say, I don't have any faith that by chanting Hare Krishna I can become self-realized. I have no faith in them. Therefore, I won't chant. Well, you won't become self-realized, that's all. We require faith in everything. It's like when you get on an elevator, don't you have faith? That the cable won't snap?
You see?
We have faith even in an elevator. So this is also an elevator. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. If you get on this elevator, it will take you to the top floor. Krishna Loka. I guarantee you, this elevator, Hare Krishna elevator, will take you all the way to Krishna Loka. You say, well, I don't believe that, therefore I'm not going to get on the elevator. Okay, then remain stuck in the hell of material existence, is all I can say. We're going to get on the elevator and we're going to go back to Krishna, and you want to remain here, that's your choice. Why don't you make an experiment? Be a little daring for a change. Be a little daring. Hop on the elevator and see what happens. You may be surprised. Next question. How we can avoid hurting others by words or deeds when it is not our intention to hurt others? Well, I can tell you, in this age it's very difficult. Because no matter what you do, somebody's going to object. You all know the story of the man and the donkey? And the little child? Yeah. My disciple Narada Muni, he did dramatize this one time. He and his son dramatized it. They did a wonderful drama showing this pastime. It's a very nice story. There was a man and his son and a donkey. They're walking down the road. So the father put the son on the donkey so the son can comfortably ride on the donkey. And they came to the translation. So the father put the son on the donkey so they could comfortably go, you know, the son can comfortably ride, and it wasn't a heavy burden for the donkey. You know. They went through the village and the people thought, how disrespectful this boy is to his father. He's riding on the donkey and making his father walk. So they heard this criticism, and so they switched. The boy walked and the father rode on the donkey, you see. And they got to the next village. The people thought, what kind of father is this? He makes his little boy walk while he rides comfortably on the donkey. And they thought, well, what to do? So the next village, the father and the boy both rode on the donkey. And this time the villagers could have said, how cruel they are to this poor donkey. They're burdening him with all their weight. So they're thinking, what to do now in the next village? So both of them walked and they let the donkey walk with nobody on the back. And again they go, the next village, see how stupid they are. Here's a nice donkey and they're both walking on the road. So you can't please all the people. It's just not possible. No matter what you do, somebody's going to be offended. Therefore, just try to please Krishna. Make your life simple. Just try to please Krishna. What are you supposed to do? Just imagine the next village, they said, let's carry the donkey. Oh, Krishna. Okay. All right. Please tell us about your school and college days in the U.S. What does that have to do with Krishna consciousness? Now, I can tell you that that's where my, when I went to college, that's when my search began. I was so miserable, I couldn't stand it. It was a small little Christian school called Austin College with 1,000 students, and it was so miserable. I was thinking, what am I doing here, working so hard to make good grades, to get a good degree, to get a good job, to get a good wife, to get a good house, to get a good car, to get some good kids, and get a first class coffin. Didn't make any sense. To get some good flowers on my grave once a year. Until everybody forgets about me. It just didn't make any sense. So that's when I began my search for spiritual knowledge when I was in college. Actually, I'm working on an autobiography now. So if you want the full story, you can get my autobiography when it comes out. Please explain the comparison and importance of the position of Srila Prabhupada and the spiritual master in the lives of ISKCON devotees. What's what's the importance of Guru and Prabhupada and the relationship between them in the lives of the devotees of ISKCON?
Okay, ISKCON के लिए भी भक्त हैं, उनके जीवन में प्रभुपाद,
उनके गुरु, उनका क्या संबंध है, क्या कितना
importance किसको देना चाहिए? Is your guru just a figurehead? हमारे गुरु खाली just a figurehead?
A token representative of the institution? What do you think? Spiritual master takes your karma. ISKCON doesn't take your karma. The spiritual master takes your karma. So that's he's making a very big sacrifice. The GVC doesn't take your karma. Your guru takes your karma. So your guru is taking a big risk when he initiates you. He has to take birth after birth in this material world until he gets you back to Godhead. So don't, the spiritual master should not be minimized. He's just some figurehead for the institution. He is your savior. But is he an independent agent? No, he is not. He is simply a servant of Srila Prabhupada. And if he's not serving Srila Prabhupada, he's deviating from Prabhupada, he's not a bona fide spiritual master. Therefore, as a dedicated disciple of Srila Prabhupada, your spiritual master means a dedicated servant of ISKCON. He works within ISKCON. He is loyal to the GVC of ISKCON. He works in harmony with the temple presidents. It's like I am a traveling spiritual master. But I do not act independently of the ISKCON authorities. I work very closely with your leaders, Radhe Shyam Prabhu and Revati Patti Prabhu. I work very closely with them to see that I can harmonize with my activities with what they're doing here. So the spiritual master is a loyal member of ISKCON, just like his disciples are loyal members of ISKCON. But it doesn't mean he's just some kind of, figurehead. He is the one who has taken your karma to get you out of this material world. He's taken, of all the devotees in ISKCON, he is the most important devotee for you, your spiritual master. Okay. Which core devotional activities should one focus on to advance in Krishna consciousness? Hearing and chanting. Today morning, you suggested that we can pray to Krishna to chant with absolute purity. And if we offer this prayer daily, won't Krishna be bored by it? Well, then if that was true, he'd be bored by Hare Krishna also. Because we're chanting that, at least 1,728 repetitions of the Hare Krishna mantra every day from thousands and millions and billions of people. You think Krishna's bored with it? So don't think Krishna will get bored if you beg for pure bhakti. I'm having diabetes and taking medicine. Should I continue with my medicines? Yes. You have to this diabetic patient. I have some more news for you. You have another disease as well, besides diabetes. You have even a worse disease than diabetes. I'll tell you what it is. It's a material body. So along with taking medicine for your diabetes, you must take medicine for having a material body by chanting Hare Krishna. Your diabetes medicine will not save you at the time of death. But this medicine, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, will save you the time of death. Is there any more questions? Pass them forward. Okay.
Some questions in Hindi. Some questions are in Hindi.
Okay. I'll try my best to hear
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Hum sab jivatma भगवान के धाम से आए हैं और सभी जीवात्मा भगवान में एक भगवान के एक सेवक है कृष्ण का और उनकी कोई इच्छा नहीं होती है वह धाम में सुख है कैसे जीव यहाँ जीवात्मा एक सीटर्नल सरदर कृष्ण
Why don't you write it out for me in English and hand it to me? That's the easiest way. Yeah. Okay. I have been in the process of Krishna consciousness for the last 8 years. The first 2 years were very good. But after the initial phase, I have been suffering miserably, trapped in the same old patterns with no respite. What's the way out? I can tell you what your problem is. You never got beyond the mode of passion. You see, in the mode of passion, anything you do is fun in the beginning. But after a while, it becomes poison. So those first 2 years, you were doing devotional service in the mode of passion. Now, I'm not saying you have to give up your passion. But I'm saying, along with your passion, you have to develop the meditative, introspective mood. You have to develop sattvic tendencies. While you engage passionately in devotional service, you must also develop sattvic tendencies, meditative qualities. Going deep into Nama meditation. Deep into Leela meditation. Deep into meditating in Radha Vrindavan Chandra. How will you take the deity, just drink the deity into your heart? You have to learn how to be meditative. And then you'll never burn out. We know of the nine processes of devotional service. Where does following the spiritual master fit in the nine processes of bhakti? Well, the spiritual master orders you to follow all. Orders you to chant. Everything is done under his order. All of them are done under his order. After coming to Krishna consciousness, if we face some failure in life, and it is due to our past karma or is it Krishna's plan? That depends on how Krishna conscious you are.
See,
if you're 10% Krishna conscious, it's 90% your karma. So to whatever extent you awaken your Krishna consciousness, to that extent, everything that happens to you will be under the influence of the spiritual energy of the Lord. So, if you want the effects of karma reduced down to nil, you must surrender 100%. Now comes the Hindi translated into English. All living entities come from the spiritual world, where we serve Krishna without any other desire. So how do we fall down into the material world?
Yeah.
Curiosity killed the cat.
Unnecessary curiosity. Yeah, jigyasa.
What would it be like if I was the Supreme? Wow. I wonder what it'd be like if I was the Supreme. I'd really like to try being the Supreme. Yeah. Here you are. How to practice bhakti while living in this world? SDA. Shelter, diksha, and accepting the orders of your life, spiritual masters, your life and soul. SDA. But instead of SDA, we are SAD. We are sad because we don't do this. So you have to take shelter of Guru, get initiated by Guru, and accept his orders as your life and soul. This is the SDA program. Why the mind is not stable even during sadhana? Because you haven't learned how to, you haven't trained it to be stable yet, that's all. In the beginning, the mind is wild. Therefore, you have to be a yogi. You have to train your mind how to remain stable. There are three phases of bhakti described in chapter 2 of the third canto of the Bhagavatam. Following the rules and regulations of bhakti. Becoming stable. Steady in Krishna consciousness. That's the second stage. And the third stage is the perfection, when you have all transcendental ecstasy. So don't expect the ecstasy yet. Train yourself to be very steady and stable in Krishna consciousness. In all circumstances, you always remember Krishna. And you never forget Krishna. Train yourself. And then gradually you'll achieve this perfectional stage where you will see Krishna directly in front of you at every minute. How can we put faith in the scriptures? Well, you have to trust your spiritual master. You see? My spiritual master followed the scriptures and just see what a wonderful thing it has done for him by following the scriptures. And I see also these devotees who are following the scriptures, how wonderful their lives are by following the scriptures. So when I see my Guru Maharaj and I see the devotees, how blissful they are by following the scriptures, that gives me faith. I will follow the scriptures also. Oh, let's see, there's another question. How do we know that they are complete truth and they are given by God? In other words, how do you know they're accurate? Well, you have to make an experiment. Just like the chemistry teacher teaches you, students, H2O equals water. How do you know it's true? You go to the laboratory and you do it. You combine two parts of hydrogen and one part of oxygen, and what do you get in your test tube? Water. You get water in your test tube, so that proves it. So now you have a test tube. That is your consciousness. If you will say, okay, there's me and there's Krishna. Let me combine Krishna and myself in loving. Let me connect myself with, just like you connect hydrogen and oxygen and get water. connect yourself with Krishna with love and see the result in your test tube. In other words, if you follow these scriptures, you will find that you're in Krishna Loka. There's Govardhan, the original Govardhan, huge mountain, beautiful fruits and flowers and deer and birds and parrots and cuckoos. There's the Jamuna with lotus flowers. There's Nanda Maharaj, Mother Jasoda. There's Radharani, there's Krishna. You'll find yourself in the spiritual world, then you know it's true. So if you want to know, you want to test the truth of the scriptures, strictly follow the Bhagavad Gita and you'll wake up in Goloka Vrindavan, you know it's true. I'm always criticizing the devotees and finding fault in the devotees. I want to get out of this. I want you to become even a bigger fault finder of yourself. Okay? My aunt is a very good lady, or was a very good lady. Why God took her at an early age? Why bad things or evil things happen to good-hearted people? Even though she was good in this life, she had some very sinful activities in her previous life. And she was burning off the reaction for previous sins by her early departure. The semen secretes at night in dream. What to do? This is called nocturnal emissions or wet dreams. Well, try don't eat heavy at night. And if you're eating light and still having, just pray to Krishna, please, my Lord, help me to save my semina. I see many devotees do not get initiations. Is it that without initiation one cannot advance in Krishna consciousness? What happened to George Harrison? Actually, George was never able to follow our principles. He couldn't give up smoking. And he actually got throat cancer and it killed him. So he wasn't qualified for initiation because of his smoking habit, actually. So now, as far as other devotees not getting initiated, it's stated that unless you become the disciple, unless you become the devotee of the devotee, Krishna doesn't accept your devotion. It's actually stated in the Nectar of Devotion. It's right there in Prabhupada's books. I hope you're all reading Prabhupada's books. Prabhupada directly says, without initiation, your service is not accepted. Now that doesn't mean that you're... a new person is not, his service is not being accepted. It doesn't mean that. If someone is sincerely coming to Krishna consciousness, Krishna is accepting all their service. The sincere person will hear that I'm duty bound to accept a spiritual master and they will do it. But if someone has a cheating mentality, you see. Now, I had that problem myself at one point. I was living in the ashram and I was thinking, well, I'll be a devotee of Krishna, but I won't become a disciple of Prabhupada. No, no way. I'd be like George Harrison. I was a songwriter. I'll just sing songs about Krishna and that way I'll be a devotee. but I will not get initiated. I was thinking that. But the devotee said, "Well, look here, the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that you have to take a spiritual master." The point is, Krishna orders you to take a spiritual master. You see? The order is given. Tasmat gurum prapadecha jagashu shraya uttamam shabdeya prayata nishnatam brahmani upashama shrayam. It is stated right there in the scriptures. Any person who seriously desires real happiness must seek out a bona fide spiritual master and take shelter of him by initiation. If you're not following that instruction, it means you're not really devoted to Krishna. Krishna orders you. You must have a guru. So if you're sincere about being a devotee of Krishna, you will accept the spiritual master. But you should take some time. Don't do it immediately. And you should study the spiritual master for at least 6 months. That's why we allow you to take. We require you to chant 16 rounds and follow our principles for a period of time, and to get formal shelter, and then an even longer to get initiation, so you can make sure you're doing the right thing. And the spiritual master can make sure also that he's doing the right thing. The spiritual master can make sure also that you're a bona fide candidate. You must test the spiritual master to see that he is bona fide. And he must test you to see that you are bona fide. But diksha you must take. The very first principle of devotional service is you must take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. I stay in the voice. Some devotees do acts that creates some kind of offense. How to stop? Oh, mental offense. How to stop mental offenses? Yeah, you may be very polite externally, but in your mind you think, yeah, that guy's really a jerk. Well, you have to think, actually he's a sadhu. You have to see the saintly qualities of every single devotee. There's got to be something about him that's saintly. Appreciate the saintly qualities of every devotee within your mind. Why sometime my chanting is so nice, offenselessly, but the next day you can't pronounce the name of God properly? Well, I got news for you, Prabhu. You weren't chanting offensively the first day. Offenselessly. You weren't chanting offenselessly the first day. If you had actually achieved Shuddhanam, offenseless chanting, the taste for the name would explode within your heart. If you can chant Hare Krishna even once without any offense, you can go on chanting for millions of years and never get tired. So you did not chant without offense the first day. There was also offensive the first day. You were thinking, wow, I'm a really pure devotee now. Just see how great my chanting is. What is the difference between mechanical sex and sex in our mind? Either way, you're violating brahmacharya principles. If you meditate of having sex with a woman in your brain, if in your mind you think about some woman, You're kissing, you're embracing, you're having sex with her in your mind. You've fallen down from brahmachari life, even by mentally doing it. And the problem is, if you do it mentally, you're going to go out and do it physically sooner or later. So don't contemplate having sex, okay? If the idea of having sex crosses your brain, remember the wonderful instruction given in Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita purport from Jamunacharya Albandra of South India. Yadavadi Bhattanadi Sangame Smaryamane Bhavati Mukushishti. What is it? Now, let me try again. See. Yadavadi Mamachetan Krishna Vada Ravinde Navada Sarasadamu Yatsarantu Masit Tadavadi Bhattanari Sangame Smaryamane Bhavati Mukushushtu Nishtivanam Cha. I recommend you memorize that verse if you're having trouble with sex desire, you see. Memorize it and chant it often, because he says that ever since I've been engaged in the yeah. Ever since I have engaged in the loving service of Lord Sri Krishna, deriving ever-increasing taste in that service, whenever the thought of sex life crosses my brain, my lips curl with distaste and I spit at the thought. So if you start thinking about having sex, spit. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.